You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share two stories with you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. Today's stories are about miraculous saves, those times when someone or something came to the aid of a person in a way that just can't be explained. In our first story, Christina Barr tells us that she was teaching her first grade class when it began snowing. The kids were super excited about the snow and were talking about snowmen and sledding and all the fun things they would do when they got home, including making snow angels. There was an early dismissal from school, so Christina set off for home after her students left. But by then, the roads were covered in white and the snow was coming down fast. Christina was having a hard time seeing, and then when she went to make a turn, her car fishtailed right into a snowbank that was left over from the previous week's snowfall. Christina was stuck, and she didn't know how she was going to see her way to drive home. She whispered, "God, I really need your help." And then there was a tap on the passenger window. A man said, "Ma'am, may I help you?" Christina says she couldn't believe the timing moments after her prayer. The man offered to back her car out of the snowbank for her, and she slid over and let him into the driver's seat. He got her out of the snowbank and then asked where she was headed. A large snow removal vehicle had materialized right in front of them. Christina hadn't seen it coming. The man walked over to the vehicle and then called back to her, saying, "If you would like, he can plow the road to your home. I can drive your car behind him." "That would be wonderful," said Christina. "Thank you so much." The man drove her home behind the snowplow, and then he got out and joined the driver of the plow. Christina went inside and called her mom, and only then did she realize that certain things didn't make sense. Her mom pointed out that the snow removal vehicle would have been plowing the main roads first and wouldn't have come across her on the side road she was on. And her mom asked her how the snowplow guy knew where to go when no one had told him where she lived. The man driving Christina's car never told the snowplow driver where they should go, so how did he know how to drive right to her house? Christina says, "As I got off the phone, I took in the world outside coated in white except for the lone road to my home. I thought back to my students' plans for that day, and I smiled when I realized that my afternoon included snow angels too."
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Michelle Close Mills has another wintry tale that she shared in our book about angels and miracles. In her case, she was a Floridian who was living temporarily in Indiana to help her mother through some health issues. One Saturday morning in early February, Michelle was arriving at the grocery store, ready to tackle a lengthy list. But as she walked through the parking lot, She stepped on some ice and she landed face down on the pavement. She says, "I tried to scoot onto the sidewalk, but I was unable to do anything but claw at the pavement. I was stranded on an island of ice that had appeared safe because it was hidden by a dusting of snow." Michelle called out for help, but no one came. Apparently, no one could see her. And then a large pickup truck with monster wheels turned the corner, heading right for her. And she couldn't get up or slide away on the ice. She was going to be run over. Michelle says, "I'd heard people describe how their lives flashed before their eyes as they faced death. People, places, regrets. My final thoughts consisted of inconsequential things like bills I hadn't paid yet, wondering if I had cleaned the litter box, and wondering if I took my jeans out of the dryer. Please, God, help me," she prayed. And then a pair of golf shoes appeared. Looking up, she saw an elderly gentleman with deeply tanned skin and thick white hair, wearing a beige short-sleeved polo shirt and pleated olive green shorts, smiling down at her. He looked like he should be in Florida on a golf course, not in a frozen parking lot in Indiana. That man reached down and pulled Michelle onto the sidewalk in the nick of time, just before the truck passed by. Michelle lay on the ground crying, and then she looked up to thank the man, but he wasn't there. Her fingers and nails were scratched and bleeding from when she had unsuccessfully tried to move herself off the ice, so she knew it had happened. She went inside the store and reviewed the security footage with the store manager. There were 2 minutes missing, starting right after Michelle fell in the parking lot and was lying on the ice. The footage resumed when she was being helped up by a store employee after the man moved her onto the sidewalk. But the 2 minutes that she lay there on the pavement, trying to get up and watching that truck bear down on her, those 2 minutes were missing. Michelle is sure she knows what those 2 minutes would have shown, however. An angel dressed in golf clothing who was sent as an answered prayer. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book, and you will find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. You can also sign up for our newsletter and receive a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email with stories from this book and our other new bestsellers. Just go to our website and click on newsletters and you can pick the ones you want. And please come back for our next episode about turkeys and turkey disasters, because what would Thanksgiving be without those turkey disaster stories that we love to tell?